Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Vidura's talks with Maitreya, and takes number 5.
Karoti karmani krutavataro yanyatma tantro bhagavan stradhishah yathasa sarjagraidam niriha sanstapya vrittim jagato vidhatte.
Translation. O great sage, kindly narrate how the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, who is the independent, desireless, Lord of the three worlds and controller of all energies, accepts incarnations and creates the cosmic manifestation with the perfectly arranged regulative principles for its maintenance. Purport. Lord Krishna is the original personality of a Godhead, from whom the three creative incarnations, namely Purushavataras, Karanashai Vishnu, Garbhodashai Vishnu and Shirodashai Vishnu, expand. The whole material creation is conducted by the three Purush in successive stages under the external energy of the Lord, and thus material nature is controlled by him. Thinking material nature to be independent is like seeking milk from the nipple-like bags on the neck of a goat. The Lord is independent and desireless. He does not create the material world for his own satisfaction. As we create our household affairs to fulfill our material desires, actually, the material world is created for the illusory enjoyment of the conditioned souls, who have been against the transcendental service of the Lord since time immemorial. But the material universes are full in themselves. There is no scarcity for maintenance in the material world. Because of their poor fund of knowledge, the materialists are distributed when there is an apparent increase of population of the earth. Whenever there is a living being on the earth, however, his sustenance is immediately arranged by the Lord. The other species of living entities, who far outnumber human society, are never disturbed for maintenance. They are never seen dying of starvation. It is only human society that is disturbed about the food situation. And to cover the real fact of administrative mismanagement, take shelter in the plea that the population excessively increasing. If there is any scarcity in the world, it is the scarcity of God consciousness. Otherwise, by the grace of the Lord, there is no scarcity of anything.
Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitam sha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Karoti karmani krita avataro yanyatmatantro bhagavan stadhishah yatha sasarjagrairam nirhiya sanstapya vrittim jagato vidhate.
O great sage, kindly narrate how the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, who is the independent, desireless Lord of the three worlds and the controller of all the energies, accepts incarnations and creates the cosmic manifestation with perfectly arranged regulative principles for its maintenance. Samsthapya vrittim jagato vidhatte.
Here a very wonderful question is asked by Vidurji to Maitreya Rishi. He says, Lord is desireless, niriha.
He does not have any desire. Generally in this material world, when someone has some desire to fulfill that, he creates something. Like, we wanted to have a night time also, the lights like a daytime. So we created this bulbs, electrical bulbs, substitute for daylight. So there is a desire behind that creation. Everything in this material world is created by someone's desire. Someone desired that and that got created. Then Brahmaji, then Vidurji is asking to Maitreyaji that, just tell me, Lord is desireless. He does not have any desire. Then why he has created this world? He is controller of everything, that we understand. But if he does not have any desire, then why he has created this world? What is the reason behind that? And not only created, but he has taken different incarnation also to arrange the maintenance of this universe. He has taken care of that also. What is the reason behind that? Since the Uddhava has started explaining about the transcendental knowledge to Vidurji, we have seen so many contradictory things in Lord's activities. If he does not have any desire, then why he has to create this world? It seems to be contradictory, no? Because everything is created because someone desires to have it. Someone wants to squeeze out some happiness, some enjoyment out of that creation. But Lord, being Atma Tantra, is satisfied in himself, Atma Ramaha, self-satisfied. Then why he has created this world? For whom? We never ask such a question to our spiritual master, do we? Really? You do that? Kyun? We never ask such a question to our senior God brothers or our spiritual master, because we never ponder on that. We never give more importance to that. We never think about that. We take things casually. It's happening, okay. It's going on. But there is a great meaning hidden behind all these things. Why Lord has to create this world? And if someone understands that, see the wonderful principle it has explained here. Lord, even though he does not have any desire, he has created this world. Not only he has created this world, but after creation, how it should be maintained, that arrangement also he has done. Before the creation, how it will be maintained is already fixed and taken care of. But we don't have enough faith in the Lord. That's why we suffer. His creation is Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnam, Udachatasi, Purnasya, Purnamevava. Purnam evavashishyate. Everything is complete in absolute sense. There is no imperfection. You have a hunger, food is already created. You have a thirst, water already created. You have a heat in the body to pacify that thing, a lot of herbs are already created. To maintain yourself, Lord has created everything for you. But we do not have enough faith in the Lord. Because of that only, we feel there is a scarcity in the human society. See, if you think, people now they say, oh, there is a scarcity of food, there is a scarcity of a place, there is a scarcity of this, scarcity of that. Who says that? The people who has enough and more than enough, they are making this noise that there is this scarcity, that scarcity. You ask to any layman, a common man, ask him, do I have any problem? He will easily say everything is available by God's grace. But the people who are more intellectual, who does not have a faith in the Lord, they make this noise. Oh, there is a scarcity, you know. People are dying due to the hunger. People are dying due to the drought. People are dying this by that. Are you? What's your problem? You wanted to make money out of this situation, so you are creating this noise. They start different NGOs to support all these people, but rather than supporting the suffering people, they fill up their own bank accounts. This is what happening. Because there is a exaggeration of greed in the human society nowadays. See, Lord's creation is so perfect. How many human beings or human species are there? Only 4 lakh. Have you seen any dog that is coming on the road and barking that there is a scarcity, I am not having food? Have you seen any elephant coming out of the forest and they are sitting on the road? Oh, we are not getting enough shade and enough trees to eat and this and that. Are they doing that? Have you seen fishes coming out of water and on the beach they are lying down and they are saying there is no food in the beach, ocean, so we are coming out? No. Jalaja Navalakshani. There are 9 lakh species of aquatics. None of them is dying because of starving. They are dying because of human society out of their greed and just to fulfill the urge of test, they are killing these poor animals. Because of that, they are dying. Sthavara Laksha Vinshati, there are 20 lakh species of herbs, trees, plants. See, 4 lakh species of human being, and 5 times of that there is a food available for them. Can you imagine? Human being supposed to eat only vegetables, and 5 times of their population the vegetation is available in the world, and still these human beings, out of a greed, they are just making noise that there is no food, no food, no food. Is that true? Godowns and godowns, they are full with the grains. And just to create inflation in the market, they are stocking it, they are not distributing equally. This scarcity is not because of the overpopulation, but scarcity is because of greed. That bunch of people they have in their mind, that greed is starving the whole humanity. Lord has created everything. A simple truth in everyone's life. When we were in our mother's womb, just like a 7 months fetus, she developed milk in her breast. Do you know about this? Before coming out, prior 2 months, Lord has created facility for our food. Don't you think that when we come out, He will make some arrangement for us to sustain? Do we have that much faith? Rather than thanking that God, we curse Him. What is this? Why you has given me this? Why I am in this situation? It's because of you, rascal. Because we don't have a faith in the Lord. Just have a faith. The most aborigines who stays in forest, they have faith in the Lord actually. They don't plan for the years, after 10 years what will happen, after 20 years what will happen to me. They are not bothered. They say, live for today, tomorrow Lord will take care. He is there. Why I have to bother so much? But we bother ourselves, and us, we bother ourselves, others also, too much, by thinking ahead. That's not necessary. As per the Niti Shastra, it is said, Gate Shokona Kartavyam Bhavishyam Naiva Chintayet Vartamanena Kalena Yo Jeeviti Sa Jeevitaha. Who is really living his life? The person who never cares about what has happened in the past and never thought or never thinks about the future, what is going to happen. Because doing both things, you are losing your present. Is that true? You are making your present as a past, thinking about future and past. So why to waste that time? Vartamanena kalena ya jeeviti sa jeevitaha. Who lives in present. And present, what I have to do? I don't know how long I am going to live. And I can't bring back what I lived for years together. Can you bring back that time? Then why to waste on that? And I don't know how long I am going to live. Then why I should think about future? I may have a plans for next 10 years and tomorrow I may die. So what is the use of wasting my time thinking about next 10 years? Is that possible? Is that rational to think like that? Theoretically it looks good, but practically we are not able to utilize in our life, but we need to utilize. Otherwise, no one is foolish than us. If everyone really start on present, working on present, definitely there will be peace in the world. But everyone wants to think about future. Are it work for now? Do it for now. Utilize your time for now. Really live. And who lives really? Jivitam yasya jivanti loke mitrani bandavaha. Safalam jivitam tasya kona swarthayana jiviti. The person who is living, really living perfectly, is that because of whom other people are sustaining in this world. And what is a real sustenance? Taking care of body? Okay, being a grahastha, it is your duty to take care of your dependents' body. But simultaneously, if you really want to take care of them, then take care of their soul. And how? By giving them Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is said, mandanam lokaranjanam. Decorating a dead body for the sake of fame. You may take care of this body, but if you don't take care of a soul without giving them Krishna consciousness, then it is like a decorating a dead body. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Mata na sasyat, pita na sasyat, devo na sasyat, guror na sasyat, rajan na sasyat, na mochayet samupetam mrityam. Father is never called as a father, mother is never called as a mother, guru is never called as a mother, or devata is never called as a devata. Or if they are not able to liberate their dependence from the clutches of this material world. So it's very important to understand that what can save us from this world. And here Vidurji is asking such a wonderful question to Maitreya. O great sage, O Rishivar, please let me know why Lord has created this world. Generally people, they keep argument that, oh, Lord is father of everyone, then why people are suffering in the world? Father never likes that son should suffer. Do we contemplate on that? Okay, my kids, they should suffer in this world. No. But what do you contemplate and meditate on? My kids, they should be happy forever. Then how you think that Lord will be creating such a situation that people, few people are suffering, few are enjoying? You may have a very wealthy father, but if you disobey the father and leave home and go away, then it's father's mistake that you are suffering, or it's your mistake you are suffering in this world? Whose mistake is that? So people who are suffering in the world, it is because of their mistake. It's not the Lord. Lord has created everything for everyone. He is giving water to everyone. He is giving rain to everyone. He is giving enough sunlight to everyone. It's not that he is hiding. Oh, this is demon, so I will not give him sunlight. Let there be a darkness. No. But how to utilize it? That is in your hands. There is no scarcity in this material world. There is a scarcity of only one thing, and that is God consciousness. People are really unconscious of the presence of their Lordship. What is the meaning of looking at that phrase? Looking at. Is it means taking care of?
It's used there for me.
And look up to? And look up to? Look up to means? Who are depending upon you or who are helping you?
Who are helping you also? Who are people I'd like to imitate?
Imitate. Mm. Look up to. And looking at means?
You're looking at something. You're trying to figure something out.
Generally, if you really want to do something in a life, to go further, then you should look always at the Lord. How He is maintaining everything. And you should be grateful for that. Then, you should look up to the people who are really helping you to nurture your Krishna consciousness. And you should chase after what? A goal of life. And what is that goal? To render service to their Lordship. If we take in that way, then our life becomes very easy to live. Otherwise, it's tough. Lord has created for our need. Not for our greed. If we become greedy, then there is a scarcity of everything in this world. But what is our real need? Our real need is Krishna consciousness, which we are overlooking. We are not giving any value in our life. And because of that, our life has become useless. People are getting influenced by the intoxication. People are getting influenced by material greed, that for their own gratification they wanted to kill others, to capture their land, to capture their things, what they were enjoying, just for the fulfillment of your greed. Unless and until the whole humanity takes Krishna consciousness, there is no solution for the scarcity that they have created in this world. Otherwise, it's very tough. Going to be very, very, very tough. And that's the symptom of age of Kali, that people, they don't have faith in God. If you develop faith in a God, then where is the question of having Kali Yuga? Kali Sarva Sadhana Badakaha. It creates obstacle in all the processes that you take to approach their Lordship. So one has to be very careful. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, we got this wonderful chance. So let's utilize it for our present so that we can achieve our desired goal. Krishna Prema. Hare Krishna. So any question, any doubt?
अपने के लिए करेंगे तो अपने के लिए खुद तो भगवान को श्रद्धि भी ना अपने करेंगे ना कुछ कर सकते
मतलब
कुछ काम है कुछ
अपने लिए करेगा तो और फंसा पड़ेगा यहीं पे और क्या
तो आपको इतना सुनना चाहिए कुछ
यानी आप भगवान बनने का प्रयास कर रहे हो कि मैंने किया, आप आपने आप को आगे लाना चाहते हो तो फिर मुश्किल हो जाएगा, रावण जैसी स्थिति हो जाएगी, फिर विनाश हो जाएगा। इसलिए कबीर जी कहते हैं एक जगह पे, वे कहते हैं कि मैं करे बकरी गला कटाया जाए, तुई तुई करे चिड़िया बैठा मेवा खाए। बकरी कैसे करती है, मैं क्या होता है, उसका गला कटा जाता है, काटते हैं ना, और तुई तुई करे चिड़िया, तुई 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 चिड़िया तुई 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 करती है, यानी हे भगवान तूने किया तूने किया तूने किया, तो उसको बिठा के मेवा खिलाते हैं ना। तो जो आदमी अहंकार से कहता है कि ये मैंने किया वो मैंने किया ये मैं करता हूँ ये मुझसे हो रहा है, एवरी बिग थिंग विच राइजेस हैज इट्स फॉल कहा जाता है, कि जो भी जितनी चिड़ी चीज़ बड़ी बड़ी होती जाती है वो निश्चित रूप से फूट जाती है और नीचे आ जाती है। तो इसलिए महत्वपूर्ण है कि भगवान के ऊपर विश्वास रहे तो व्यक्ति कृतज्ञ रहेगा। जैसे एक बार बताया जाता है कि स्वयं शिवजी एक चांडाल का रूप धारण करते हैं और काशी में रास्ते पे से जा रहे होते हैं, और क्या हाथ में एक कपाल रहता है मुंडी, और मुंडी में कुत्ते का मांस रहता है, और उसके ऊपर वो गंगा जल छिड़कते हुए जाते हैं। सामने से शंकराचार्य आ रहे होते, वो देखते बोले ये क्या है, वाह बोले एक तो आपका वेशभूषा, उस वेशभूषा के पश्चात आपके हाथ में जो पात्र है वो पात्र, और वो पात्र से बढ़िया वो पात्र के अंदर जो द्रव्य है वो क्या कहना उसके बारे में, और उसके ऊपर आप गंगा जल का प्रोक्षण करते जा रहे हो, ये क्या है बोले। तो उस समय भगवान शिव कहते हैं, क्योंकि ये रास्ते से कोई कृतघ्न व्यक्ति जा रहा है, उसकी अगर दृष्टि उसके ऊपर पड़ी तो मैं इसको खा नहीं पाऊंगा, इसलिए इसको मैं पवित्र रखना चाहता हूं गंगा जल मार के। यानी चांडाल कुत्ते का मांस भी अगर कोई कृतघ्न व्यक्ति देखता है तो सोचता है कि ये खाने लायक नहीं है, वैसे ही वो खाने लायक चीज नहीं है आम आदमी के लिए, लेकिन चांडाल कहते हैं कि कोई कृतघ्न व्यक्ति उसको देख लेता है तो ये खाने लायक है नहीं करके। तो कृतघ्न व्यक्ति ही इतना खतरनाक है, जो भगवान से कृतघ्न है वो किससे कृतज्ञ रहेगा फिर। इसलिए इस जगत में अगर सही रूप में कमी किस चीज की है तो कमी कृष्ण भावना की, कृष्ण भावना, यहां कृष्ण के प्रति भाव न होने के कारण ही हम यहाँ पे दुख भोगते हैं। ठीक है, हरे कृष्ण।